Clearly, the Ebola outbreak is not yet behind us, but global health workers are already scrambling to prevent what could be the next big outbreak of an emerging disease. Problem is, it could come from anywhere, especially in parts of the developing world where a growing population is pushing into previously uninhabited areas and animal viruses are increasingly spilling over into people. Reporter Sam Eaton joined a team of scientists in Tanzania who are trying a new approach to tracking these new viruses and preventing another pandemic.
No one knows for sure how the West Africa Ebola outbreak that's killed 10,000 people got started, but some scientists think it might have begun with a 2-year-old Guinean boy, a hollowed-out tree he liked to play in, and a colony of free-tailed bats that lived in it. So the idea of standing in a grove of trees in Tanzania below hundreds of roosting fruit bats isn't exactly comforting. But it's the kind of place the researchers I'm with need to be.
You can see when the people are there resting under the trees.
It's where the shade is, says Zikan Kuba Sijali. So it's where the people traveling this hot and busy stretch of road come to rest. Sijali is the Tanzania field coordinator for an outfit called Predict that spent the last 5 years searching for dangerous new viruses in hotspots around the globe. Places like Tanzania's Kilombero Valley and these trees. Lots of people, lots of bats, and lots of bat poop, which worries Predict's director, Jana Mazet, a veterinary epidemiologist from the University of California, Davis.
We have like a little mixing vessel for viruses.
The whole place is, really. This town, Kilombero, barely existed a decade ago. Today, it's a bustling urban center built up around an immense sugar plantation at the edge of the still wild Udzungwa Mountains. Mazet says rapidly changing landscapes like this, where lots of people are coming into close contact with animals and the environment in ways they never did before, represent a new challenge in global health.
And that's where spillover and potentially disease can start.
Mazet's teams take samples in places like this. So far, Predict has turned up some 800 new animal viruses, doubling the number known to science. And they've shipped 100 of the most potentially risky ones back to the U.S. for further study. But they're not just looking for viruses that could make people sick. They're also on the hunt for viruses that have already made people sick. That means going to the front lines of public health, places like this small rural clinic. We're met by the head of the clinic, who takes us to a tiny lab where a doctor is testing a blood sample for malaria. Mazet says 99% of the people who come into a clinic like this with a fever will be tested and treated for malaria, which is great if they have malaria.
But the problem is many of them don't have malaria, and the doctors may not have been trained in the things that they might have.
In fact, Mazet says rural clinics rarely have the capacity for detecting or identifying anything new.
This patient was complaining of headache, but there's no fever, anything. It's negative.
The test is negative, the doctor says. No malaria, but also no insight into what the patient might have. Predict's team here is hoping to tackle that kind of uncertainty.
In this new phase of Predict, we are trying to address the issues of spillover.
That's Mazet's partner, Rudovic Kazawala, of Sokoine University of Agriculture. This new phase, he says, basically would use the clinics as early detection centers for new viruses. But it's not an easy transition. And today, Mazet and Kazawala are just starting the conversation with clinic staff here.
We will need to go and show us the facility.
If they agree to work together, Predict will help with upgrades to the clinic's labs, more training, and a delicate expansion of the clinic's mission to include screening samples from patients for new pathogens. It's a big challenge, but Mazet says there'd be a big payoff.
We can help right at the source to control these things, working with the community's local health infrastructure.
From this clinic, it's back in the Land Cruiser and onto the next that Predict hopes to work with. And in between, more evidence of the scale of the problem. Along the dusty road, we pass village after village on one side and a fragmented forest on the other, the road crowded with people and livestock crossing between the two to hunt bushmeat and gather medicinal plants and firewood, each time opening up new pathways for viral spillover. We stop at a small cluster of huts near the entrance of Udzungwa National Park, and talk to a woman hanging laundry behind her house. She runs a small restaurant for locals to get tea and soup, but her customers aren't the only ones who come to visit.
The baboons are really putting a lot of pressure on her.
Baboons from the forest are everywhere, sitting by the road, eating fruit from mango trees in people's yards. The woman has metal screens and locks on everything to keep the monkeys out. she says it rarely helps.
They can operate her door, come into her house, take pots of her food, even kill her chickens and eat them right here in the yard.
A very dangerous situation, Mazet says. A huge risk for viral crossover from bird to monkey to human. It's situations like this that make it easy to understand why emerging diseases have quadrupled over the last half century. But Mazet believes PREDICT's new holistic approach will help turn the tide.
We now have a better handle on what kind of viruses are really out there, and we think we can get to best practices to prevent all transmission if we can prevent and control at the source these new diseases.
If it does work, it would be a huge step forward for global health and for the idea that the fate of animals, people, and the environment are inextricably linked. Even revolutionary, Mazet dares to say, starting in places just like this. For The World, I'm Sam Eaton, Kilombero, Tanzania.